Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say a very, very big thank you to you for preserving our lives, for being there for us, for fighting our battles, for guiding, directing us, for the love that you have for us, your steadfast love for us, that love that never ceases. We are here to say thank you to you for being a blessing to us, for your light that shines perpetually upon us. We say thank you, Lord. For our health, we say thank you. For our means of livelihood, we say thank you. For every member of our family, Daddy, we say thank you. And glory, honor, praises, adoration be ascribed unto you and to you alone, in the name of our Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for all the past broadcasts. Thank you for the souls that have been won to your kingdom. Thank you, everlasting God, for all manners of testimonies. And we say glory be unto you, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We commit today's broadcast into your hands, and we pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to each and every one of us, and that which we need to take away, Lord, you grant us the grace to do so, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Once again, you are welcome to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And today, I bring word of comfort to you. Say, the Lord is telling you, fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you. I'm taking my text from the book of Isaiah chapter 41, and I'm reading from verse 10 to 14. It says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all who are incensed against you shall be put to shame and confounded. Those who strive against you shall be as nothing and shall perish. You shall seek those who contend with you, but you shall not find them. Those who war against you shall be as nothing at all. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not. I am the one who helps you. Fear not, you warm Jacob. You men of Israel, I am the one who helps you, declares the Lord. Your Redeemer is the only one of Israel. May the Lord bless the reading of His word in the name of our Lord Jesus. Those words are very, very comforting. The Lord is telling you and I that we do not need to fear. He said, for I am with you. The Bible makes us to understand that it will never leave us. It will never forsake us. Are you being dismayed? Are you wondering where this God is? Are you wondering about tomorrow? Are you afraid about your tomorrow? God is telling you today, my son, my daughter, do not be dismayed. I am your God. Are you weakened? You need strength? He said, I will strengthen you. He will release His strength for you, that strength that you need to overcome the challenges of life. The Almighty say, He will give you that strength. Say, I will strengthen you. Are you looking for help? Don't look for help elsewhere. Look for help from this God. He say, I will help you. The Lord will help you. He will send helpers your way. Even where you do not even expect them to come from, the Lord will send them your way in the name of Jesus. All you need to do is to trust in this God. He said, I will strengthen you. I will help you. He's telling us, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. He will uphold you. He will not allow you to fall. He will not allow you to stumble. He will not allow you to fall into the pit of the enemy. Whatever pit that the enemy have set for you, you will not fall there. Why? Because the Almighty God has made a promise. He is a covenant-keeping God. When he makes his promises, he brings them to fruition. His word concerning you shall come to pass in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, behold, all who are incensed against you shall be put to shame and confounded. Oh, the Almighty God will remove shame from you. He will not allow you to be confounded. Everyone that strive against you, he says they will be as nothing. Whoever they may be, whatever power they may have, he said they will be as nothing. Why? Because the Lord is with you. Because the Lord will keep you. Have you lost things? Have you lost your joy, your peace, your health? The Bible tells us in Joel chapter 2:25, he said, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the upper, the destroyer, the cutter, the great army, which I sent amongst you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never again be put to shame. You will never again be put to shame. The Lord will remove reproach in your life. Whatever may be the source of shame, whatever may be the source of reproach, the Almighty God will remove them. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, those good things that you have lost, the Almighty said, he will restore to you. And indeed, he will restore. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord will grant you the abundance of his grace to do all good things at all times. He tells us in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8, he says, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. You may abound in every good work. The Lord will release his breath upon the works of your hands. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, his grace shall abound for you. He will give you great grace. Grace to achieve great and mighty things the Lord will give to you. Maybe you have been laboring no result, or you have been classified as being barren. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 7:14, he said, you shall be blessed above all people. He said, there shall not be male or female barren amongst you, or even amongst your livestock. So brothers and sisters, put your hope in this God. He has made that promise. He said, you will not be barren. And indeed, you will not be barren. Whatever you lay your hands upon will prosper in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Wasteful effort will be terminated in your lives in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you afraid that, sickness may destroy you? It tells us again in that Deuteronomy 7 verse 15. It says, and the Lord will take away from you all sickness, and none of the evil disease of Egypt, which you knew, will he inflict on you, but he will lay them on those who hate you. The Almighty say he will heal you. Affliction will be far away from you. Just put your hope, put your trust, call unto him, and indeed he will deliver you. He seeth his word, and he heals us of all our diseases. The Almighty God will heal you. The Almighty God will deliver you. Affliction, diseases will be far, far away from you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Are you afraid of the terror? Don't be afraid. It tells us that rather be afraid of the terror, you will be the terror to the enemy. In the book of Genesis 35 verse 5, say, and as they journeyed, a terror from God fell upon the cities that were around them, so that they do not pursue the sons of Jacob. Your terror will fall upon them. They will be afraid. Your enemy will be afraid of you, and they will no longer pursue you. In the name of Jesus, those who have been pursuing you physically, those who have been pursuing you in your sleep, in your dreams, they will stop pursuing you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, because the Lord is with you. Say, fear not, and do not fear, because he will deliver you. He tells us in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 49 verse 26, he said, I will make your oppressors eat their own flesh, and they shall be drunk with their own blood, as with sweet wine. Then all flesh shall know that I am the Lord your Savior, your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Every flesh eater, every blood sucker that is after you, the Lord is saying, look, he will terminate their activities. He will feed them with their own flesh. He said, they shall be drunken with their own blood as a sweet wine. They will not drink your own blood in the name of Jesus. The Almighty God will keep you. He will preserve you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Psalms, Psalm 35, verse 4, it says, let them be put to shame and dishonor who seek after my life. Let them be turned back and disappointed who devise evil against me. They will be put to shame. They will turn back. Your enemies will be disappointed in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever power they want to use concerning you, that power will be terminated in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because it tells us in Galatians chapter 6, verse 17, say, from now on, let no one cause me trouble, for I bear on my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Brothers and sisters, you have the mark of God upon you. He has put his mark upon you, so no one is going to trouble you again. Do not fear, because God is with you, because God is with you, because God is fighting your battle, and he will continue to fight your battle. He tells us in Psalm 125 verse 2, say, as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forever. So the Lord is surrounding you with his wall of mountain. The mountain protects you. For that reason, the enemy cannot get to you, because the Lord has built his shield round about you. He will grant you victory. He tells us in Jeremiah 15:20, he said, I will make you to these people a fortified wall of bronze. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail over you, for I am with you. He said, I am with you to save you and deliver you, declares the Lord. What a promise. This God is ready to deliver you. He's ready to deliver you from that situation, from the Goliath that is tormenting you, for the Goliath that is chasing you. God is saying, do not worry, my son. Do not worry, my daughter. I will deliver you. The God that shut the mouth of the lion, that do not allow Daniel to be devoured by the lion, the Almighty God will shut the mouth of every lion that wants to devour you or any member of your family in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But brothers and sisters, God says, I am with you. Do not fear. Are you with him? Do you know him? Do you have a relationship with this God? If you do not know him, how can he defend you? How can he take you away from that fear? How can he remove that depression away from you? So, brothers and sisters, for you today to be protected by him, for him to remove fear totally from you, you need to accept Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. So, wherever you are, please say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it is you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for these your children that have given their lives unto you. Say, Lord, have mercy upon them. forgive them their sins, and let them never go back to their vomit. In the name of Jesus, for everyone who have heard this message, the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. He will keep you. Fear will no longer torment you. The peace of God will reign in every area of your life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, continue to enjoy the love and the peace and the victory that God has given you in Christ. Until we meet again, God bless you richly in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.